This is Music Notes for the week of April 23rd. Latitudes on Beachmont Avenue will be hosting a performance by jazz pianist Phil DeGregg on Thursday, April 26th from 6 to 9 p.m. Bam Pal came into the studio last week and talked with Brian O'Donnell about his new CD, Special Teams, featuring some of Bam's musical friends, including Steve Schmidt, Ricky Nye, Clyde Brown, Randy Villars, Dixie Karras, and members of the Bluebirds. The interview will air on Around Cincinnati May 6th. The Aerial Quartet will give its final performance of CCM's 2017-18 concert series in Corbett Auditorium on April 26th. They'll be playing compositions by Schumann, Bartok, Brahms, and John Cage's Five. A new record store opened up last week on the west side of Cincinnati. It's called Black Plastic, located at 6470 Glenway Avenue. Sam Amidon will be performing at the Music Now Festival on April 27th and 28th alongside Sam Gendel. They'll play songs from their new EP, Three Songs for JH. And listen to Around Cincinnati for my interview with Bryce Desner of The National, co-founder of the Music Now Festival, along with his twin brother, Aaron. The Cincinnati natives just picked up a Grammy Award and will tour all summer with The National. Elements Urban Arts Center will hold their third annual Urban Derby Party on May 5th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Union Hall in Over the Rhine. Ricky Nye's presenting a King of Hillbilly Piano Moon Mullican tribute at Herzog Music as part of Herzog's King Records History Celebration Series on Friday, May 4th. The program begins at 7 o'clock. Jake Speed and the Freddies, along with Wild Carrot, will perform at the 18th Annual Clay Alliance Pottery Fair on Saturday, May 5th. Admission and parking are free. The fair will be held rain or shine. It's in a new location this year, one block west of Madison in Woodburn. What Would Dexter Do? 4.0, an annual memorial to local blues supporter Dexter Rausch, returns to Jocko's Pub on Delhi Pike Sunday, May 6th. The memorial benefits blues in the schools and features performances by the Dan Van Vechten Band, Jeff Henry and Necessary Evil, the Danny Frazier Band, Noah Wutherspoon, Chuck Brisbane and the Tuna Project, and the Bits Band, that's the Blues in the Schools Band. Music begins at 3 o'clock. I'll be there to MC the festivities. Rock musician Nicholas Johnson, a Cincinnati native who now lives in Milan, Italy, will be at the South Gatehouse Revival on Thursday, May 10th. He'll play music from his new Shady Pines Volume 1 EP. Comprador, a psychedelic rock quartet, came into WVXU's studio to talk with Jim Nolan about their new album. They'll be at Motor Pub with Lipstick Fiction on Friday, May 18th. Over the Rhine's Nowhere Else Festival is coming up Memorial Day weekend, May 26th and 27th. Some musicians performing include Mary Gaucher and Loudon Wainwright III, and Michael Wilson will lead a photo ramble through Wilmington, Ohio. Hamilton, Ohio's River's Edge Summer Concert Series returns. Shows happen at 6:30 every Thursday night, and they're free and open to the public. Some of the artists booked this season: Jeremy Pinnell, Crystal Peterson and the Queen City Band, Soul Pocket, Scotty Brachter, Band of Heathens, The New Respects, and the series is kicked off on Friday, June 1st, with Suck the Honey opening for Back in Black. Mark your calendar for another Kentucky festival. Terry Lee and the Rockaboogie Band will be at the St. Thomas More July Fest on July 15th. Tommy Emmanuel's giving some summer guitar workshops, one of them at the Peabody Hotel in Memphis, July 23rd through July 27th. Some of the musicians helping him out are Steve Cropper and Jerry Douglas. You'll find a link at wvxu.org/lx. That's Music Notes for the week of April 23rd. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.